Welcome to The Magnetic Voice, here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel, an exciting new show to explore and develop the healing power of your voice and ways it can vibrate the world. Today, Episode 6, a conversation with the founder of Get Inspired Talks, Roger Killen. And now your host, Monique McDonald.
Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Voice podcast. My name is Monique McDonald, and I am so happy and grateful to have Roger Killen here as my guest. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Monique. Thank you for inviting me to join your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Roger and I met at a wonderful event called Collaborate, in which we get to talk about partnership and about helping each other build each other's business and make connections. And it's one of my favorite things to do, collaborate. And I'm just going to go into a tiny bio because Mr. Killen has a very long one, but I wanted to let you know who we're talking to. Roger operates two idea businesses, the Vancouver Business Network Meetup and TEDx Stanley Park, which has morphed into Get Inspired Talks, Inc. Vancouver Business Network is now the largest business organization on the west coast of North America. And Get Inspired Talks has just launched two online communication courses, Business Storytelling Masterclass and Business Presentations Masterclass. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello.
Hello, Monique.
Hello. I am really excited. What we're going to talk about today is, can our voice inspire others to take massive action and trigger positive social change? It's a big one. It's a big topic. What do you think?
The answer is absolutely, but not by itself.
Yes. Tell me.
There's many ingredients that come together to cause action to happen. And one of them, it's a subset actually of bigger sections, but one of them is voice. So there, in my view, there are actually three drivers that cause action to happen. And the action then, of course, triggers the addressing of humanity's pressing problems, which brings about social change. Mm. So what are the three drivers? Well, the three drivers are, first of all, you have to create intention in the minds of your audience. Secondly, you have to have a call button. Most people would call that a call to action. And the third driver is you have to give people support to take the first step.
Now, I love that. I'm sorry, Roger, but call button, I just think that's terrific. I mean, they all are, but that really sort of caught my ear, if you will, because that call to action kind of feels a bit militant to me. Yeah. And the call button just sort of makes it feel like it's on demand.
The call button, actually, the call to action, I think it's much more understandable if you split it into call and action. Mm-hmm. And the call bit is a higher level activity. It has to be clear. It has to be big, but not delusional. And it has to be expressed passionately. Think of the call as a rallying cry. And a rallying cry in and of itself is too airy-fairy. Mm-hmm. It's strong on emotion, but short on detail. And many people need the detail, and that's where the action takes place. The action are the micro steps that you're asking people to take in order to cause the call to really happen. Those action steps, they have to be specific, they have to be simple, they have to be singular. You cannot give people a whole pile of choice, or else they get stuck in the analysis paralysis. And the more the action steps are high impact, the more people are encouraged to want to take the next action step. And so if you take action step after action step after action step, all of a sudden, the call has been achieved. Mission accomplished. Social change happens.
I love that. And you talked about each step having impact. Now, do you mean impact on the person taking the steps or on the action that's going, whoever the action is involving?
Well, the taker of the action, the more they can see an impact of them taking that step, the more they are encouraged to take the next little step, and so on.
That's beautiful. I love that. And I am right now obsessing over systems. I realize that as an artist, I've so often sort of, forgive the expression, flown by the seat of my pants, because I think that's a part of what we have to do. We work and work and practice and practice and practice. But when it comes time to get on stage, there's a letting go that needs to happen. And what I'm finding as I'm transitioning now more into business is I am in need. I'm really good follower of systems, but I'm right now working on mastering creating systems, which it sounds to me, Roger, like you are a master at systems. Is that true?
I have learned on the hard anvil of experience that there are things not to do if you want to cause action to happen, and there are things, different things that you want, that you need to do in order to cause those activities. I started in the world of TEDx Stanley Park in 2013, and produced this event, and it got bigger and bigger to become one of the more major TEDx events in the world. And in 2018, a friend asked me a very simple question. He asked me to describe some of the activities that some of my speakers were taking, had taken as a result of their talk, and I couldn't. And I had this aha moment, realization that what I was actually doing was supporting my speakers deliver infotainment, information and entertainment. But was I causing action to happen? I couldn't say yes. And could I measure it? Absolutely not. And that's what caused me to morph TEDx Stanley Park into Get Inspired Talks, which was specifically created to cause social action to happen in order to bring about a change in the world. Well, the first couple of Get Inspired Talks events, I thought I was on the right track to causing action to happen. I thought if I took my normal super high quality TEDx Stanley Park quality events and added a big dose of inspiration, I could cause action to happen. But it didn't. And that's when I realized that the piece that I was missing was the support to take the first step.
Mm.
And that's when I then used one particular app that didn't really work so well. So I had to create a custom app. It's called the Win-Win 3 app, because the speaker wins, the charity wins, and the taker of the actions wins. So now everyone is aligned toward taking the action called upon by the speaker in the form of the speaker's call to action. Now, I'm actually rolling out that the Get Inspired Talks 13 speakers talks very, very soon. So I will get to experiment with my belief that the Win-Win 3 app is the answer, but I cannot tell you definitively. However, I do believe that I've learned the system of action not happening and action happening. And it's all to do with those three drivers that I described a few minutes ago, that you've got to create the intention, but that's not enough. You've created the intention, as I did with TEDx Stanley Park. But as soon as people leave that theater, life happens.
Right.
You need to have actions that are both urgent and important. And as soon as they leave that theater, the urgency is replaced by day-to-day life. So you've got to do something else in order to restore that urgency. That call button has to be in place. The support has to be in place. And once people take the first step and realize, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can make a difference in my own terms. Now they're committed and encouraged to take the next step, the next step, the next step. And voila, the call has happened.
I love it. And we wish you so much luck on that. And we can't wait to hear. Maybe you'll come back and tell us what this amazing experience that you're creating for so many people is going to bring as far as that's concerned. I have a question for you, Roger. I'm a student and lover of Tony Robbins. And what I want to ask you is, what motivates you? Tony Robbins talks about the six human needs of people: certainty or comfort, variety, significance, connection or love, growth, and contribution. And his belief is every person has one or a combination of these things that is the reason they do the things they do. And so I'm just sort of curious, because I see you, I experience you, Roger, as a man of action. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the Magnetic Voice podcast is you are creating space for the big voices to come and share their message. The big voices in the world, and I'm not talking about the big voices, but I'm talking about those that have ideas that impact, that can change humanity. So what is it that motivates a man like you, Roger?
In a single word?
Or more?
Well, the word is legacy. My next birthday, I'll be 70. I have no children, no grandchildren, no pets, no plants. I live a very practical life. But I also realize that I want to leave this world a little bit better. And so the legacy that I want to create is a massive digital library of ideas. Ideas that address humanity's pressing problems and offer solutions that are credible, and that if a mass of people got behind them, they could really make a dent in some of those human problems that we've got ourselves into. So that's the word. Legacy is what drives me. Now, Tony is a generation younger than me, so maybe when he gets a little bit older, he will add a
legacy
to his list of things to do. Because I went through a real mental shift as soon as I turned 60. So I went from a feeling of being a warrior to being an elder. Mm. And as an elder, the job is to give back. The job is to support those generations behind you who are coming up, not to make some of the stupid mistakes that we elders have made to get from the age of zero to the age of 70. So that's what I want to do with that's what I wanted to do with TEDx Stanley Park, but was unable to do, and now hopefully I can do it with Get Inspired Talks.
Thank you so much for that. I think that you're right. Legacy is not something we think about until we sort of reach a certain age. But I would invite people who aren't at a certain age to start thinking about it. What mark do you want to leave? What ideas do you want to inspire people with? I think that's something that is important for us to think about even when we're young. It doesn't make sense then. I understand that. But I got such chills when you were speaking, because I don't think that most of us realize that we do have it in us to come up with ideas that could have an impact on humanity. It's one of the reasons why I do what I do, is because I want to sort of invite that idea into people's consciousness that their voice matters.
We all go through phases. The focus of a teenage man is one thing. The focus of a 60-plus-year-old man is something else. A lot of people who have children and grandchildren are so immersed in the day-to-day their legacy really is the children and grandchildren whose lives, whose characters, whose personalities, whose values and beliefs they are instrumental in forming. I wake up every morning with a reasonably blank sheet of paper like a Honda engineer and can create from that day what I want. I don't have the, I'll call them distractions, but that sounds negative and it's not meant to be negative. I don't have the distractions of children and grandchildren. So I see in a way that every video that I produce that captures a creative idea, I see that as my grandchild. Oh. So right now I've got a couple of hundred grandchildren running around the place and they're called YouTube videos.
Oh, that's beautiful, Roger. I just adore that. So I have one more question for you. Thank you so much for answering these questions. I know that one of the things that you do is help prepare speakers to appear on your stage. So you coach as well, right? So not only are you producing this amazing stage or space where speakers can speak, you are also training and coaching them. So my question to you is, what are the three biggest coaching tips, if you will, that you find yourself saying over and over again, that most speakers think they know, but you find yourself saying these three things when you're training speakers? What are those three things?
Well, the one that pops to mind, which trumps all the others, is stories.
Mm.
Authentic, relevant, emotional stories that reveal your vulnerability. This is the gatekeeper to inspiration, and inspiration is the gatekeeper to action being taken. Now, that belief in the value of story causes me to encourage every speaker and every speaker that has taken a big stage with me since 2016 has received an authentic standing ovation. So these are world-class talks. Every one of them is encouraged, do not use slides. Everything that's in a slide can be conveyed with a little bit of creativity and energy through a story. Make a point, tell a story. Make a point, tell a story. Or tell a story, make a point.
Right.
Storytelling is the key for people to really set themselves apart as public speakers. Now, what are the other things that are really important? Practice, practice, practice.
Oh, yes.
Do not memorize your speech. Relive your speech.
Oh, I love that, Roger. Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Okay. And I'm struggling for a third. People think that winging it is okay. It is, if you are having a casual conversation with somebody. But if your motive in delivering a speech, the John F. Kennedy, the only purpose to deliver a speech is to make action happen. If you believe that, then you have to put in the work, the effort to find, craft, and deliver a talk that is extremely well-practiced, that has an extremely logical structure that people can follow through, concluding with a powerful call to action split into call and action, and then You just relive that. You speak authentically from the heart. Your voice changes its resonance whenever it comes naturally as opposed to being memorized. Those are my three tips.
Those are huge. Huge.
I cringe whenever I go to an event where there are business people. They're invited to go to the podium. Up to the podium they go, and out of their pocket they pull a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then they read it. These are the leaders of our industry.
It's really shocking.
They should know better, but apparently not.
And I guess that's why we're here, right, Roger?
Well, I think we've got some basics that we can certainly share with them if they have the ears that are willing to listen to what it is we have to say.
That's right. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your heart with us today. We like to end our podcast with the moral of the story, or the last word or inspiration that you'd like to leave us with.
Change the world. You can. But I shouldn't really use the word but. I should say and. Change the world, you can. And how you do it is become a world-class speaker. And how you become a world-class speaker is know where to find and incorporate into your talk personal stories, stories that carry morals with them, that deliver values. Facts, statistics are so secondary to the power of stories. Motivate people, to inspire people to actually do something with the words of wisdom that you are sharing with them. And this applies to audiences in a professional environment, and it applies to talking to your children and even your pets.
That's right. Don't leave out the pets. Thank you so much, Roger. And you have an event coming up. First of all, I'm super excited because I've been invited to be one of Roger's speakers in January of 2021. And all you listeners, we're going to hear more about that later. But you've got an event coming up in December. I'd love for you to tell us about that, if you would.
Yes. The lead coach for Get Inspired Talks is also the lady who designs the curriculum, and her name is Dr. Renee Jacobs. Renee and I are putting on a series of webinars in the first 2 weeks of December, and the webinars are titled Communicate Confidently with Three Strategic Storytelling Skills. So we want people to come to that. We'll demonstrate the power of storytelling and then invite people to take the entry-level class for our online speaker training, and that is called Business Storytelling Masterclass.
That's terrific. I'm so happy for those lucky people who are going to get to take part in that series, and thanks again for sharing your heart, your vision, your very clear vision about stepping up, doing the work, and changing the world with your speech and your voice and your ideas. Thank you so much, Roger Killen.
I'm delighted to share with you Monique McDonald.
Blessings. So now what we're going to do is take all of this amazing information and inspiration into a meditation. Thanks again, Roger. We bless you and all of your endeavors. So when you have a moment, I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep, centering breath. Just notice where you are in this moment. Notice where your consciousness is centered. And wherever that is, feel yourself dropping into a deeper place, Feel yourself sitting into the divine and sweet presence that is God expressing as you right here, right now. And as we breathe into this sacred space that we are creating here and now, we release and let go. We know together right now, although it is our voice and our body and our breath and our mind and our ideas that are expressing, they are just God's microphone. All that we are is God's microphone. So when we take these moments to truly connect to the speaker, the divine speaker within, we open up a world of possibility. Can our voice actually change the world? Could we open the doors within to the divine enough to truly become a vessel, an instrument of the divine? Do we have the courage to listen? Listen for that divine voice and act on it. To trust when we get a divine idea, that it is given to us as a precious gift to take out into the world. Can our voice inspire massive action? Can we tell our stories in a way that it inspires people to take action, to actually trigger social change? We are living in a time where the world is so hungry for new ideas, for ideas of connection, truth, open-hearted communication. We are the voice. We now open to what is our story. What is our story? And how can we tell it so that change can happen? It starts here. It starts here, in this sacred space within. This is where ideas are born that can change the world. And then we work, and we grow, and we expand. And then the day comes where it's time to manifest it. We know. We know the baby knows how to be born. We just hold space for it to move through us. The idea knows how to manifest. We just open up and make space for it. We take that blank sheet of paper at the beginning of our day and we say, write me. Speak me. Let me be your instrument. Right here, right now, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your courage to speak, to tell your story, to live your life, knowing that it matters, to tell your story as though it could impact the entire world. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being the expression of the divine here and now. And for this and so much more, we say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we let it be.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Magnetic Voice here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible through the continued support of our angel patrons, Aggie Payton, Anna Evans, Arlene Meyer, Diana Cox, Leslie Williams, Nora Miles, Sean Kilgore, Susanna Garcia, and Taryn Tucker, along with our partner patrons, Natural Awakenings Magazine, Unity of Nashville, Zen Living Realty, and Support Tech Staffing. If you would like to support the channel as a patron on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Magnetic Voice is copyright 2020 Monique McDonald, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.